Imagine looking at a classified military file from 1955. A soldier works deep inside America's most secretive nuclear bunkers, yet his official cause of death is a sudden fatal allergy to bird feathers.
Right, which is just, you know, completely wild to even read on an official document.
Yeah, totally wild.
Yeah.
So today we're welcoming you to a deep dive into a declassified military and medical research paper. Our mission here is to solve this exact Cold War mystery. We've got early atomic weapons, one single soldier, and an absolutely impossible diagnosis. Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, to understand how a doctor even gets to that point, we first have to track how this soldier actually vanished into the intelligence apparatus.
Right, we're talking about Corporal Gerald Ings.
Exactly. And Ings wasn't just like some random guy. He started out as a German-speaking recon driver for the 72nd Tank Battalion. You know, the Red Devils.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy survived some truly extreme conditions,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. During the Battle of the Bulge, his unit was literally using their tanks as physical shelter against incoming artillery in freezing weather. And he was trusted enough to, you know, chauffeur VIPs around Paris, like General Omar Bradley.
But, I mean, if he was a decorated tank driver in Europe, how does he end up exposed to fatal radiation?
Mm-hmm.
There's a massive missing link there between the battlefield and the bunker.
Yeah, that link is really his discretion and his language skills. So after the war, he was stationed in Gemunden, Austria, working with U.S. counterintelligence on Operation Paperclip.
Ah, right. They were aggressively hunting down high-value Nazi scientists.
Right. Specifically figures like Hans Kemmler. He was the engineer behind the V2 rocket program. And, you know, transporting those kinds of figures required personnel who were entirely beyond reproach.
Which perfectly explains that weird archival anomaly. Because I was looking at the notes, and Ings actually has two distinct military serial numbers, but identical biographical data.
Yeah, the military called that process sheep dipping.
Right. It's basically like creating a burner account, but, you know, administratively. By having two numbers, they could erase his paper trail for covert ops.
Exactly. They completely severed his conventional military record. And that vernal clearance let him transition seamlessly into the United States' most secretive post-war project.
Meaning the domestic nuclear arms race.
Yes. He worked in these domestic Q areas, places like Clarksville Base in Kentucky, which was known as the Birdcage, and Killeen Base in Texas.
And these were intense. I mean, subterranean fortresses with 80-foot deep tunnels, massive bank vault doors, heavy marine guards everywhere. Wait, dealing with atomic capsules, surely they have protective gear, right?
What's fascinating here is that there was a total lack of safety. The health physics of the era just hadn't caught up to the engineering. Workers inhaled microscopic, highly insoluble, alpha-emitting uranium isotope.
Oh, wow. And if you're listening to this, it's not like getting a standard X-ray. These isotopes just bypass your upper airway entirely.
Right. They lodge deep into the alveoli of your lungs. And since they emit alpha particles, they just dump all their destructive energy directly into the surrounding tissue. It's an invisible, relentless cellular destruction.
Okay, so his lungs are being destroyed by radiation from the inside out. But how does that explain the 1955 death certificate? How does a doctor look at radiation poisoning and write down bird feathers?
It comes down to how the immune system responds. When radiation blows apart a lung cell, it leaves behind these shattered pieces of cellular protein. We call those neoantigens.
Okay, neoantigens, got it. So the immune system attacks them.
Yes, but here is the medical irony. Those shattered pieces of protein happen to share the exact same molecular shape as the proteins found in bird bander.
Wait, really? The exact same shape?
Exactly. The immune system is essentially matching puzzle pieces, and it gets a false positive. It floods the lungs with CD4 plus T cells.
So what does this all mean? The immune system was basically tricked into fighting a radioactive phantom bird.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It mimics a condition called bird fanciers lung perfectly. The cellular pathology is virtually identical under a microscope.
So if you're a civilian doctor in 1955 and you are legally barred from knowing anything about Ings's classified nuclear work, you look at his failing lungs, you see that specific cellular damage, and rationally, you misdiagnose it.
Exactly. It's a tragic diagnostic paradox. The doctor was doing their absolute best, but they were missing half the puzzle due to Cold War secrecy.
Wow. You know, this really reminds you that grand geopolitical shifts from WWII battles to classified Cold War nuclear logistics are literally recorded onto the physical bodies of the people who served.
They absolutely are. The history is written right into their cells, even if the paperwork tries to erase it.
Yeah. It leaves you with a really chilling thought to mull over. If a fatal, highly classified nuclear injury could be perfectly camouflaged on a medical record by an obscure bird allergy, what other massive historical secrets are hiding in plain sight inside misdiagnosed medical records today?